It's Lake Effect on Milwaukee Public Radio. I'm Bonnie North. Before the break, we heard about the effects that the frigid temperatures have on domestic animals and the precautions pet owners are advised to take in such extreme weather. But there are many animals in Wisconsin that don't have the option to come inside from the cold. Wisconsin wildlife is outside all of the time, but how well adapted are wild animals to conditions with snow, ice, and temperatures falling below negative 20 Fahrenheit? Diane Robinson says more so than you might imagine. Robinson is the Milwaukee County Wildlife Biologist for the Wisconsin Department of Natural Resources. She talked with Lake Effect's Mitch Tyke about how wildlife in Wisconsin is adapted to deal with winter, at least an extremely cold one like we're experiencing.
It depends. The animals that you're going to be seeing right now are adapted to the cold. The animals, there's a lot of songbirds and things of that nature that are not as well adapted to Wisconsin winters, and those animals are currently farther south. A lot of the songbirds migrate down to Texas, Mexico, South America, as far down as they can get. So the ones that you're seeing in your yard right about now are, you know, relatively well adapted, but there's also a fair number of Wisconsin animals that have already hitched a ride out of Wisconsin.
Well, and if I remember my bird knowledge accurately, Canada geese fly as far south as it takes to find open water. We sometimes see Canada geese in our area in the winter, but is it safe to say that most of them have left Wisconsin behind this January?
Yeah, geese are kind of, so I guess we should start with the fact that there's a couple of different forms of migration. There, like I said, a lot of smaller birds, hummingbirds, for example, migrate very far south. Then there's some other animals, geese, red-tailed hawks. You see red-tailed hawks out there now. Hawks do migrate, but they don't necessarily migrate as far south. So like you had said, there's a fair number of waterfowl, ducks that you'll see out on the lake, geese, things of that nature. Some of them that you see could be residents that stay in the Milwaukee area or stay in Wisconsin all year round, where some of them have migrated from places farther north, and this is the furthest south that they've gotten.
What about mammals? You know, we all know about certain mammals who hibernate over the course of the winter, but what are the ones that stay active?
Well, so again, on the migration standpoint, there are some mammals that migrate kind of in that they're moving a little bit farther south. They're moving to a slightly different area. There's a lot of squirrels out there. They're not as active today and this week when it's extremely cold out. They are more likely holed up in dens and whatnot, just trying to stay warm, keep their body temperature relatively low so they're not using as much energy. But once it warms up, a little bit warmer, a little bit closer to 32 degrees, they'll probably be out and about looking for some food and trying to stockpile that energy all over again. So mammals, as a general rule, have to deal with it. That being said, they've got some really good insulation. You look at raccoons, you look at squirrels, and they generally put on an extra layer of fur during the winter months. And they also are out there eating as much as possible during fall so that they have that energy available during the winter.
What about cold-blooded animals? There was a fair amount of discussion on the DNR's Facebook page this weekend about turtles, which apparently don't have any complaints about frigid weather. Is it true that turtles will swim quite happily underneath a thick sheet of ice?
Yes. It ultimately depends on the amount of open water available. Turtles require air. So if there is open water that they can get their heads out and get some air during the winter, and if there's also enough open water that they can swim around and get some food, there's no real major reason why they wouldn't be relatively active, probably at a slightly decreased rate just because it's a little bit colder and being cold-blooded, they move a little bit slower. But as long as there's air and there's food, they would do relatively well.
And frankly, we're all moving a little bit slower right now.
Yes, exactly. They're still swimming around in there. They've got food. They've got plant matter in the lake, and there's, you know, still fish that are swimming around as well, so they can get their energy and still move around throughout the winter.
Well, and you mentioned fish, and obviously fish are active through the winter because people know that ice fishing is a really popular activity during Wisconsin winters. How is the fish's food supply affected? You know, I remember learning that, you know, there are fish that eat insects. What is there for fish to eat when so much of the lakes and streams might be frozen, or at least the insects have retreated?
Well, there's still smaller things, smaller invertebrates that are swimming around in the lake, and they can eat that during the winter. There's also organic matter down on the, you know, on the bottom of the lake that they can get to, and that provides energy. It ultimately just depends on the fish species that we're talking about as to, you know, the different food that they have available to them. But yeah, there's still food out there. Again, the ice freezes on the top because it's cold. But when you get down in the lower depths where the ice hasn't gotten to, it's still, I mean, the ice kind of provides an insulating layer, same as the snow. The on top of the ice provides an insulating layer that kind of helps to keep the water above freezing, at least. So it gives them a little more opportunity to get some of those food items.
When it is so cold and there is so much snow, are there increases in the number of animals that will go into areas inhabited by people in search of food?
If it gets cold enough, I think most animals are probably going to hunker down. Right now, when it's, you know, a wind chill of negative 30 or whatever it is at this present time, it will definitely, most of the animals are going to just stay in one spot and stay warm in that one spot. Ultimately, winter, the hardest part about winter is trying to find food. There isn't a whole lot of food available to them in the winter. With more snow cover, some animals have it a lot more difficult to find. You know, deer will browse on twigs and things like that, but if the snow is deep enough and they can't necessarily get to that, sometimes they have to be a little more innovative about where they find their food. And yes, that could end up bringing them into more urban areas if the food is available. However, if it's cold enough, they would probably do better just staying in one spot and just trying to conserve that energy rather than going out and trying to find extra energy when it's so difficult to find energy during the winter.
You are a biologist. Is there much research, much work that the DNR does on animals at this time of year?
Well, so this week is actually our winter waterfowl surveys. So we fly planes over open areas of water to count how many waterfowl species and individuals are in that area. There's also some deer aerial surveys that have been going on over the Christmas break. And, you know, it depends a lot on what animals you're working with. So, again, birds, not so much. But there is a fair amount of research that's done on deer to see how they do in the winter. There's research that's done on other mammals that may be a little more active during the winter. And so you can, this is a really good time for tracking. And you can do that even whether you're with the DNR or you're an individual. You can go out with a fresh snow on the ground and see how many different tracks you can see just in your backyard, and you can ID the species that are in your area just based on those tracks. So DNR individually, I don't think we do as much research in the winter. However, there's plenty of other organizations that do a lot of research, and the winter is a little bit slower, but there's still things that you can look at with depending on the species.
I would imagine the amateur trackers among us might want to wait until it's warmed up just a little bit.
Yeah, that might be a good idea.
Diane Robinson, thanks so much.
Yeah, thank you very much.
Diane Robinson is Milwaukee County Wildlife Biologist for the Wisconsin Department of Natural Resources, and she's the Education Director for the DNR for the Milwaukee region. She talked with Lake Effect's Mitch Teich from the DNR's Waukesha Service Center.